ZANU-PF supreme decision-making organ between Congresses, the Politburo, met at the party's headquarters and declared Vice President John Landa Nkomo, who died in Harare yesterday after a long bout with cancer, a national hero. Party spokesman Rugare Gumbo said the Politburo's decision was just a formality given Nkomo's official status and non-contributions to the country.
Well, he was given national hero status largely because of his, obviously, high ranking in the party and also his contribution to the liberation struggle inside and outside the country and the nation building which he pushed when he became a government minister after independence in 1980. He held a number of ministerial portfolios and he contributed to the building of Zimbabwe. Thirdly, he contributed to the development of the party, ZANU-PF. He came through the ranks until he became vice president of the party and a member of the presidium, which is the highest board in the party.
Following the meeting, members of the Politburo, led by party leader President Robert Mugabe, visited Nkomo's Milton Park residence to pay their condolences and to convey their decision to the deceased's family. Gumbo said the vice president's remains would be flown to his rural home in Cholocho, then returned to Harare on Sunday. His body will lie in state before being buried at the national shrine on Monday.
In between, his body will be taken to Matabele, to Cholocho, his home area, so that people can have an opportunity to bid him farewell. After that, you go to Bulawayo again, his home in Bulawayo, and hopefully White City Stadium for the people of Matabele to bid him farewell.
Former ZANU-PF Politburo member Simba Makoni, now the leader of the Mavambokusile Dawn Party, worked with the late Nkomo in both ZANU-PF and the government. Mr. Makoni says he was saddened by the vice president's death.
It is a sad, shocking news. We are all aware that Vice President Nkomo had been unwell for a long time. I personally followed his condition closely. I prayed, I wished, I hoped that he would recover and come back to his normal life. We are saddened by it. We feel deprived of one national leader who was humble, who loved his people. He was national in the true sense. He was of and for Zimbabwe, not for a particular group, for a particular area, for a particular sector. We feel a great loss in his death.
Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, told Studio 7 that he is not opposed to Mr. Nkomo being honored as a hero, but wonders how ZANU-PF as a political party has the authority to confer the hero designation.
Yes, the Vice President John Nkomo is, in my view, a national hero. He participated in the liberation of this country, and we cannot demean that kind of national contribution. But I think that if we are to move forward as a country, if there is consensus that we need to declare people who contributed to the development of this country national heroes, we must have a statutory board created in terms of the law by the Parliament of the Republic, which is not partisan, which is neither MDC, ZANU, or which is not controlled by the government of the day, but which is controlled by the exigencies of the national interest. That body is the one that is supposed to make that kind of recommendation.
Mr. Makoni says such a body existed and that ZANU-PF is usurping the powers of the government by conferring hero status officially.
Let me tell you that there is a government committee that is mandated to deal with national honors and privileges. ZANU-PF has arrogated to itself that responsibility. This is a position that some of us used to voice even when I was in ZANU-PF, that this should be left to the national authority, the institutions of the state of Zimbabwe, not a political party. So it doesn't make sense to normal logic, but in ZANU-PF's character and nature, it is quite typical that they would want to usurp responsibilities of state institutions for themselves.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.